Now we're ready for that talker of the evening. That little Helene who we all love, we piped her in from the Sunday church. And you know, the last talk that she gave here, she talked about the bucket and the dipper. And she had so many compliments and people wanting to talk to her about it that she ended up giving it again on the Sunday church and everybody enjoyed it again. So I don't know what she's going to talk about tonight, but it'll be fun, whatever it is, and it'll be very educational, and it'll be grand, and we're going to love it, and it's our Helene. Helene, and I'm a big kid, and tonight I want to appeal to the kid in you. Many of you know I work for the County of San Diego, and I work in child welfare services, or the other way to put it, child protective services, and above me there's a floor, it's called adoption. So I'm always looking for material that is uplifting, that's sweet, and especially material about children. So I'm very fond of stories which opens our eyes to a child's perspective, which changes, I'm afraid, as we grow up. And some of us grow up a lot faster than others. You know the saying, how the mouth conveys? Well, children certainly do have a unique perspective on things. And people like Art Linkletter, name from the past, he built his whole career on speaking to children, and I would include Alan Funt. So tonight I'd like to tell you a story, because children do speak the truth. They speak their inner truth. When I was younger, and I wanted a cookie, my mother would say, "Have a banana instead. It's better for you." Always health conscious. Always the Jewish mother. But I knew I really wanted a cookie. Although most of the time, I would wind up with the banana. Deep down, I really wanted the cookie. Most of my childhood went that way. The banana won over the cookie. Got double lighting here, huh? Double lighting. Always the banana. Now, how much potassium can a kid endure? Really, think about it. You know, when I was younger, I also noticed that grown-ups couldn't make up their minds. First they want one thing, and then they want another. But my mind was focused on that cookie. Oh, it's bothering me too. Thank you. You know, you usually want something that you can't have. You know, you have to exert self-control. Instead of forbidden fruit, it's the forbidden cookie. Now, I came across this story. It was written by a psychologist, and he called it the cookie principle. And it really captured my attention, since it seemed to mimic my life as a youngster. And it's a story about a 5-year-old sister by the name of Lori, and her baby brother named Alex. And since Alex was only 2 weeks old, Lori was his big sister. And she wanted to explain life to him from her 5-year-old perspective. She also tells him that grown-ups can't make up their minds. First they want one thing and then another. "I know what I want," Lori says. Guess what? She wants a cookie. I like this kid. But Mommy says a cookie will ruin my appetite for supper. So I don't want supper. Supper ruins my appetite for a cookie. She says, you like this kid?
Yeah.
Now, when I first stumbled upon the story, I asked myself, is this story universal? Did we all feel this way? Is this Freudian? Anyway, I digress. I'll continue with the story now. Now, back to the story. Lori says, grown-ups are always trying to get us to do stuff we don't want to do. If there is a TV show I want to watch, Mommy tries to get me to color or play a game. By the time I get to be a grown-up, I won't know what I want anymore. But kids know what they want, don't they? Do they want to go to bed? No. Do they want a cookie? Yes. And when was the last time someone asked a kid if they wanted to do something and the kid said, I don't know if I want to go to the movies or a theme park. It's unheard of. They say, let's go, and let's go now. Well, back to the story. Little Lori says, I kind of feel sorry for Mommy and Daddy. They can't help themselves. They're grown-ups. They can't decide whether to leave the toilet seat up or down. Daddy wants it up. Mommy wants it down. And they were talking real loud about that today. And I asked them why they were arguing. Daddy said they weren't arguing. He said they weren't discussing. So after they were done, Lori snuck back into the bathroom, and she put the toilet seat back up so she could hear them discuss it again. Kids, right? Well, Lori comments that Mommy can't decide what to fix for dinner. Lori told her to fix cookies, of course. And this kid is persistent, isn't she? I don't want to lose my place in this story. So interesting. So much drama here. Now, of course, her mom said no. In the morning, Lori's mom can't decide what to wear. And her dad asked her mom what she wants to do on Saturday. And her mom said she doesn't know. And Lori said, Daddy is just as bad. Each night he grows whiskers, but in the morning he changes his mind and shaves them off. Then he sits around in his chair with his remote control and changes channels all the time because he can't make up his mind. And Lori says, you know, Daddy's been a grown-up for too long. He doesn't know what to watch. Lori says, I bet when he was a kid, he wanted a cookie real bad. But his parents made him eat different foods, like bananas and stuff. He doesn't even know which job he should do. He's thinking about changing jobs, but it's hard for him to decide. So Daddy listens to tapes. And the man on the tape said people who are successful figure out what they want and they go after it. In that case, I'm going to be real successful, said Lori, because I really want a cookie. And when that tape was over, Mommy was nice and she talked real sweet to Daddy and asked him which job he really wanted. But Daddy was sad. He shook his head and said he didn't know. So Mommy hugged him, and Lori hugged him too, and Lori gave him a cookie. Did you like the story? Just a sweet little story. It says so much. You know, I really related to the story, maybe because of the cookie and the banana, just the sheer sweetness of it. And also, this story has to do with happiness, if you think about it. And I want to speak about happiness as an adult here. What fulfills us? What drives us? You know, for some people, happiness was having the cookie. If you had the cookie, things were good. If you didn't have the cookie, life wasn't worth much. Unfortunately, as adults, the cookie keeps changing. For some, the cookie can be money. Sometimes it's power. Sometimes it's a career. And other times, it can be a new car. the biggest contract and the most prestigious address on the highest hill. And when you give a child a cookie, he is happy. And if you take that cookie away, or if it breaks, he is unhappy. And it takes me this long to understand that this cookie will never make one happy for too long. Because the minute you have the cookie, and this is the message I'm giving you, it starts to crumble. Or you start to worry about it crumbling, or about someone trying to take it away from you. You know, you have to give up a lot of things to take care of that cookie, to keep it from crumbling, and to be sure that no one takes it away from you. You may never even get a chance to eat it because you are so busy just trying not to lose it. But having the cookie is not what life's about. Okay then, so what's important? What is really important? Well, life is important. Life any way you can have it. Life with the cookie, life without the cookie. Happiness does not have to have anything to do with the cookie. It has to do with being alive. I guess when it comes down to it, life is the cookie. And I bet tonight you won't look at a cookie the same way again. I guarantee it. Oh yes, and after the service tonight, there will be cookies and coffee served. There will be no bananas tonight. I thank you. It's a short little story. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, what do you think, folks? Depends on the cookie. Depends on what cookie you're talking about there, girl.
I want both.
All right. Now, that's a good attitude.